students living in that area at this particular point in time. And that was also included in the other attendance area as well. So, with Dilworth, and this is as a non-magnet, we have 418 students with this particular plan, or at 76%. Eastover would come down to 419 students, or 73%. So those two schools are very similar in terms of their size. And this actually splits the attendance boundary by using Providence Road. First ward, no change there. There's no change in this proposal. Free and reduced lunch, Dilworth at 38%. Eastover comes up a little bit to 19%, and first ward does not change. We know that there are other ideas and other options out there. We've received those. These are some ideas that we've kind of collected. I know that there are some ideas to certainly change facilities, and certainly those can be considered as well. I recognize that there is an idea circulating to move Myers Park Traditional to Dilworth, and then moving Dilworth to First Ward, and we can certainly discuss that too. These are some common themes that we've heard over the last couple of weeks, and we want to put those together, put some data together for you so that you can see that. I know that was a request of several individuals, is that they wanted to see the data and how that would look. So we basically have tried to do that for this meeting, again, very quickly, so that you would get a sense of what these ideas and what these plans can look like. Now, I want to emphasize that these are all options at this point. We're willing to go back, tweak some things. If there is a line that would be better drawn in another area or move one place or another, we're certainly open to looking at that. But right now, what we're trying to do is capture some general ideas. Again, I was trying to capture what your comments were last time and trying to prepare these options. Also, I know that there is an option or an idea to make Myers Park Traditional as a homeschool with a magnet coexisting without Elizabeth Traditional. We looked at that as well. We felt like we couldn't get enough relief while maintaining the students there at Myers Park. In other words, keeping those seats guaranteed for those students who are already there while taking enough of Eastover in order to see relief. So we did look at that option. That was one that we took a hard look at in terms of drawing that boundary. These plans will certainly work from a technical standpoint. We can make them work. So I certainly present those to you.